everybody. Welcome back to Pagan's Witchy Corner. My name is Pagan, and today...
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, I'm joined by a familiar voice that you have heard many times on the show, and that is Miss Tudor Beth, who has a brand new book that is coming out. And give me one second, everyone. I will tell you that actual date because I didn't have it currently in front of me. And that is the Little Hedge Witch Book of Crystal Spells. It is the fifth one in the Little Hedge Witch Little Library. And that book comes out on May 8th. So that literally comes out, I believe, the day this episode airs. But yes, this book will be out on Wednesday, May 8th, so make sure you are looking for it if you haven't already pre-ordered a copy. And if you have not also checked out all of the other Hedgewitch Little books, you need to do so. But we're going to talk all about all of them because they're all awesome. But anywho, I digress. Tudor Beth, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Pagan. Lovely to be back. I'm enjoying. I love talking to you.
Love talking to you, too. You're such a wonderful guest. You're so easy to talk to as well, which it makes it always so much fun. And we always have such a great time talking. And yeah. I love all of your books because they're so straightforward, so beautiful. I mean, literally beautiful. Majority of your books are in hardcover and usually have some sort of colored printing inside of them, which makes them very aesthetically pleasing. And this one is no exception. It is just a beautiful, beautiful book. I love the gold on the cover, which just makes it really pop out and stand out. And it has so much information about crystals that I was actually not aware of a lot of it. So let's kind of dive into that. Why did we do crystals this round instead of something else?
Crystals is just one of those things that it's a very base, it's primary, you know, it's one of our main resources. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending where you live, a vast majority of them are actually free. So, for example, I talk about in the beginning where as a small child, as a young kid, and we'd go to Ireland, the family home over in Ireland, and walking on the beach, you could pick up quartz crystal, you know.
Yeah.
Quartz is can be found on the beach, and I'm sure you have the same kind of different crystals that you can find on beaches and in rivers and streams and those kind of things. They're around, and they make you so connected to the environment, especially when you find a crystal yourself. You find a stone in nature yourself, so you've already got that immediate connection to it. And like I say, they're all around and they're free.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I mean, a lot of them you do have to buy because they're from different countries and stuff like that if you're looking for them. However, the cool thing about crystals is there's so many different crystals that overlap in their properties, which allow you to basically find a stone either for free or find one that is much more affordable than some, because obviously we have some like emeralds and diamonds that do have magical properties. However, not all of us can afford those beautiful stones. We have to go and look at something that has similar properties that fits more within our budgets. So, you know, for those of you who are reading the book going, wow, some of these stones are, you know, really out there. There's a million and one different properties for a bunch of different stones, so you can usually find a stone that will overlap in the same way that is affordable or out in nature easy to find.
I mean, I do begin the book talking about quartz because I always say if you can find yourself a good quartz, that's all you need.
Exactly.
If you have, you know, if you just have one quartz, that is it. It can do a myriad of things, and you can use it in your practice for everything, you know, absolutely everything. So a good quartz, you've got everything you need, really.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. And the cool thing about quartz is quartz also comes in so many different, like, facets of quartz. And it has so many different properties. And obviously, each one has its own different property. And the cool thing about quartz, too, is sometimes you'll find a quartz that you thought was clear quartz, but it actually has a little bit of smoky elements into it. Or you'll find some that have a little bit of that kind of citrine kind of looking quartz to it as well. And so you get all of these different little facets that sometimes just appear naturally within them. And also, it's really fun if you're somebody that's like, I would like to just get something from the source. See if you can find a geode kit. You can usually buy them online and they'll send you the little geodes that you crack open with a hammer. We actually got one for my daughter 2 years ago. And
Oh.
so we ended up with all these beautiful little quartz geodes all over the house because they broke into a lot of little pieces. But it was such a fun experience to do that as well. And it's also really fun to see how in tune you get when you actually do that and actually are able to kind of get stuff from the sources. So that's a really cool experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The other thing with quartz in Ireland on the southwest coast where I used to grow up and what have you is rose quartz. So rose quartz was on the beaches, whereas here where I live now, it's smoky quartz.
Oh,
So
beautiful.
yeah. So it's around all the time.
That's really cool. I have not been to a beach. I mean, living in the United States, our country is so large, it's really hard for us to travel from one side to the other, unlike being in the UK, where one, I have a friend who lives in the UK as well, and he told me, he's like, yeah, I can go from one side of the UK to the other in about 6 hours. And I'm like, I can't go from one side of the state to the other in 6 hours. So, and it's funny to kind of think about those kinds of things. But yeah, so, being on the beach and all that is not easy for a lot of people. And so, but the cool thing is, you also mentioned rivers and forests and streams and those kinds of things. A lot of times you can find those stones in those same places. So, being out in nature, sometimes you'll find really cool stones that will have very similar properties. And sometimes they're just normal river stones, but they just have that nice magical feel to them, which is also
That's
makes
right.
them ex a beautiful thing for magic as well. So it doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy stone from a really pretty little witchy shop. It could be something that you found out in your driveway.
That's right.
So, in terms of writing this book, you include so many beautiful little rituals and spells and different kind of properties that you wouldn't really associate with some of the stones, or at least I wouldn't associate with some of them, and they really were so great. How did you kind of come about writing all these great little spells and elixirs for all these different stones? I mean, obviously that would have I had to have taken you tons of research in a good way, so.
Well, I feel very old when I think about these things because it's things that I've done for donkey's years. So, yeah, I've been using this like for 30 years, and it's things that's been passed down as well because it the book is split up into different elements. So it's the fire, water, air, and earth. So it's like those stones as that are connected. Hedge witchery in. Is deeply connected to the correspondences. So everything in this world is connected. We're all connected. And so that's how I split up the book. So a lot of it I kind of knew, but I just needed to verify. So I did research a bit of them as well, like the history when I talk about Vesuvians and Pompeii and stuff like that. I mean, I love history. That's why I'm doing a PhD in it. But and those kind of things. Of course, we wouldn't be able. I wouldn't be able to find Vesuvianite here in England. It is, of course, over in near Pompeii. It's in that area that you find it. The same with like a lava stone and things like that. These have all got powers and energies themselves. And then one of my favorite ones, of course, is amber. I love amber, gold of the north, it's nicknamed. And so we have a lot of rituals about that as well. I think it's stemming from a Viking heritage, really, because we're all in this particular area, and my family as well is deeply connected to the Vikings that were here. So there is that connection that's passed down and passed down and passed down. So and I just wanted to bring it all together. That's why I started writing books anyway, was to bring all this information, all this knowledge, all these ancestral ideas and views together in one place because I'm the last. I don't have any children. I have nobody else to pass it on to, but I didn't want it to end with me. So it's kind of, when I gone passed on this mortal coil, my books will still be out there, which is I'm happy with that because it's also my family's knowledge and my ancestors' knowledge, and it's all still out there, which is what it should be all about.
I love
So.
that you do that as well because that allows you to, again, like you're saying, not just pass on that ancestral knowledge, but it also gives you a kind of really unique tie to your ancestors as well. So that way they're not forgotten. Their legacy lives on through what you've written and allows them to have that kind of remembrance and honoring through what you've written, which is just a really fun experience when you think about the ancestral work behind that as well. That is just a whole other topic as well, but
Yeah, absolutely.
it's such a really meaningful experience to, be able to read your books and go that this it was information that was passed on through so many other people and so many other hands and so many other lines as well, and makes it just a much more unique experience than just being like, I'm gonna sit down and write a book. Not saying that that's a bad thing out there, not saying that's a bad thing, just saying that sometimes it's really a nice experience to know that the information has been passed down through the family line as well, which is super cool. So in the book, you also kind of mention, I believe, a fantasy stone, if I remember correctly, the Stone of Atlantis.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. I do like that, but then again, I'm a Pisces, so anything watery and anything like that, I'm just gonna go straight towards it. It's called Larimar, and yeah, nicknamed Stone of Atlantis. So I, just go straight towards that every time.
That was a stone I actually was unfamiliar with. And so when I was reading
Oh.
about that, I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I didn't know much about it, which was really cool and kind of course, made me go, I think I need to deep dive and learn more about this because I'm curious now. And I don't know why I'm not a big water person, but I am also somebody that's like, I'm fascinated with the stories of Atlantis and
Oh, I
all of
love
that.
it.
So I'm like, I kind of want to know more about this. So that is on my research deep dive list because I need to know more about that.
It's a beautiful stone. It's kind of a turquoisey color, aquamarine kind of color, and it's really lovely. And when you hold it, it's got such a vibe to it.
Oh, that's
So
neat.
yeah, I've got a couple of bits of Larimar, Stone of Atlantis. I do like it a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. I will definitely have to check that out and also recommend that to one of my coven members who loves crystals in every single form that she can get her hands on. So she may not even know about that. So I'm going to be excited to talk to her about that. So that'll be cool.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Good.
Now, you also have another book that is coming out through a different publisher. And you want to kind of talk about it and tease it a little bit?
Okay, so this one is coming out in the autumn. It's in England, but I'm sure it's going to be worldwide as well. It's with Hardy Grant, UK, and it's called The Witch Within. It's for the young. It's for new witches. It's for new witches and people who and I'm not too sure which path, because this is what I love about witchcraft, is that it changes with each generation. And my old granny used to say that it changes with each generation because it finds a way, and that's how it survives, that it adapts to each every generation. It's not ruled by dogma or doctrine. It's not, staying in one place, and it changes shape. And as it changes shape, it changes with the different types of witches. So witch types change as well. And this book that's coming out, The Witch Within, it's all about finding your own path, your own witch type, which goes, to, you know, which Which, basically, for you. Which for you? That would have been a really good title. I'm terrible with titles.
Titles are very hard. It's very true that
And
it's hard to figure out how to, have a good catchy title that, does all the good marketing, and that's a
yeah,
whole other
exactly.
ball game, and the publishing world is trying to figure out that. But, I think that that is going to be a really fun and exciting book. I'm excited that it's going to be out, and hopefully it does go worldwide. I'm assuming it probably will, because, wide distribution makes books sell faster, so
Yeah.
we will be watching for that as well. The other thing that I'm kind of a bit curious is, how's your PhD going? I know last time we talked, you were doing a PhD in witchcraft, right?
Yeah, well, it is in history. It's medieval history. I specifically am with Gregory the Great, but there's bits in there that's popping out that's like, oh, you know, when you start these studies, that you start on one particular area and then you kind of drift off and you're like, what is this going on? And of course, once again, witchcraft finds you. It drags you into it. It's like, here I am. And so I've got a discussion actually. I'm presenting in the Leeds International Medieval Conference. I'm absolutely terrified. So
Oh, that sounds
oh my God, I'm terrified. This is like major. But yeah, and so my paper will be on Gregory the Great and witches. Yeah.
that is very cool. I think that's going to be
Oh.
such a fun experience as well. And, I wish that, I don't even know if we have medieval conferences around here. I wish we
We
did.
do, you do, you do. My friend is my peer is actually going. It's No, yeah, Tuesday, yeah, this
Oh,
in
okay.
May. It's the Kalamazoo, International Medieval Conference. It's the University of Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in next week.
That is very cool. I will have to definitely, if you're in the Chicago area and you're able to go and check that out, you definitely should. If you are not, I will see if I can find a link, and maybe they'll have something available for digital viewing. I don't know if they will, but I will still try to include that in everything, so that way you guys can check that out. So that will be great. I will actually be putting that, if you're listening when this episode comes out, because it will be past that date. So it will actually be available on the website, on witchycornerproductions.com. So I will check that out for you guys, so that way maybe they will have something that you can go back and watch after the fact. I know some
Yeah.
conferences do that. Not all, but some do,
I
because the
think it
information's so
lasts.
great, they want to, continue to
Yeah.
promote it after the fact.
Yeah, and I think it lasts a week. I'm not
Okay.
too sure. It's, yeah, because the Leeds one lasts almost a week. It lasts like from the Monday to the Thursday or the Friday, and Kalamazoo does as well.
Very cool. So I will make sure that is up on the website for you guys, so you can check that out. And if you missed it, then hopefully they'll be having one again next year, so you can definitely check
Oh
that
yeah.
out. So if
Cool.
that's what you enjoy, give it a looky-loo. Now, you obviously have just been so busy with all of these wonderful books, and I'm so excited. Can you tease what might be coming next in the Little Hedge Witch's library?
Well, I'm so excited about this. I'm so like buzzed with this. It's Hedgewitch's Tarot. Oh my God,
That's gonna be
it's
fun.
fantastic. Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. It's coming out in the fall of 2025.
Okay.
They're all been it's all written and they've all been designed and a wonderful artist, Angela Rizza, and it looks absolutely they're amazing. But yeah, it's coming out and I'm so happy about it. And the thing with tarot with me as well is that I like to make it a journey, that it's not just something to use for a question or you know, like what's happening in the next 6 months. I use it as also a meditative practice as well, so that it's big that the tarot becomes a part of your journey and your ritual practice as well. And so each one of the cards has got a spell or a ritual or practice connected to it. So along with your reading and the interpretation of the card, there's also practical things for you to do as
Oh, that's
well.
cool. Now, I don't know if this is something that might be in the works, but is there going to be a tarot deck that accompanies it?
That's it. That's it. The Hedge Witch's
Oh,
Tarot.
it's a tarot. Oh, I thought it was like an actual book. Okay.
It is a book. It is a book. It's a book. It is a book,
It is a
but not
book.
an actual tarot
Okay.
book. It's a
So it is
standalone
both a
book.
book and deck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hedge
That
Witch's
is so
deck.
cool.
Yeah.
My brain was like, oh, it's going to be like the other little books and, just have the imagery within the book. No, it is both. That was my misunderstanding. That is super cool. I was like, oh, well, that would be cool if there was a deck to go with it.
No,
That was my silly
there is.
brain.
That's it. So Hedge Witchery has gotten really practical now. It's got its own deck as well that's coming out. Tudor Beth's got a little tarot deck, and I'm so excited.
That is super, super cool. I'm excited for that as well. I cannot wait to get a copy of that. That's going to be amazing. And also the really fun thing too is I don't know if this might be in the works, but if not, you're totally free to borrow this idea if you'd like. But maybe creating a grimoire to go with your books.
I would love to do that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the books themselves have so many spells in them. I mean, I think this crystal one has 150
It does, yes.
spells in them. I think all of my books nearly had are passing 100 spells in them. So it'd be quite a big grimoire, wouldn't it be?
It would
You
be a
know?
really, I mean, when I say grimoire, I'm almost like it's like a cross between like journal and book to allow people to kind of go on their own little Hedge Witch journey and accompaniment with your books. That would be fun.
That would be nice. I've often thought about that with like a bit like I made my own angel journal because a couple of years back, and it was kind of it was a journal, but it had big empty pages in it and things, and I would stick whatever I found because I kept seeing the coins, like the 2p coins we have here in England, and I kept seeing them, and when I see them, I know that the angels are around. For some reason, there's something going on that I need extra security or something, or I see the feathers, and there'd be different colored feathers, so I would pick them up and I would stick them in the book. So I created my own little angel journal
Oh, I love
with that.
that. That's so
Yeah.
wonderful. So obviously you have the medieval conference coming up. Do you have any other book signings or any other conferences or classes that you're going to be teaching or that you want to talk about and promote?
Not at the moment because I'm just so busy.
That 100% feel that. I am right there with you. I am in those busy trenches right there with you. It is such a chaotic time. Chaotic in a good way because 2024 has really been shaping up to be a very busy time, especially for a lot of witchy folk and a lot of author folk, which is really a good time and a good thing. We 100% are happy that it is busy and chaotic because that means that the wheels are turning the way they're supposed to.
Yeah,
So,
very positive.
and you're still on Instagram and I believe Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes. No,
Okay.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and through Threads.
Threads. Okay. That's and
Threads.
you're also on TikTok as well, correct?
I was, but you know what? They kept taking off my videos, so I
Oh.
took myself off TikTok.
Well,
So I
that's
don't know
fair.
why. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't like my videos. I wasn't exactly doing anything naughty on them compared to some people when you watch TikTok.
I mean, that's 100% understandable. But yes, I will make sure to include your social links for Instagram and Threads. And that way people can find you and connect with you. I actually just recently joined Threads myself and I'm kind of still getting the feel for it, but I actually kind of like it. It gives me that
Yeah.
nice good nostalgia of good Twitter before it turned bad.
Yes, it is very positive. It's still kind of very positive and very light. So when I say light, I'm got that feeling that it's light still. Because some of them have a really negative kind of feel to them. But yeah, so that's why I like Threads. So you'll have to send me a link or something,
Yeah, I
and
will
we'll.
definitely connect with you, and that way we can follow each other and all that good stuff. But this has been wonderful as always. You're gonna have to come back when all the new books come out because we're gonna have to talk about it, especially the tarot one. I'm so excited for that. That's gonna be such a wonderful experience to see that and get to play with it and all that good stuff. And Obviously, you're doing great. You're doing awesome stuff, and I'm so happy that you get to be here again.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad
Six
that I came. Oh, 6,000 miles away across the ocean, but
thousand
nonetheless.
miles, but that's the cool thing about the internet. We still get to hang out and talk. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. This without you guys, the show is not possible. You guys are all amazing, and we thank you so much for all that you do. And make sure you're being kind to yourselves, kind to each other, and take care of yourselves. And I will talk to you all next time. Bye-bye, everyone.